Hi, it's ASMR Glow, and today on Instagram I asked you to give me your assumptions about me. So I noted a bunch of them down, and we are going to go through them, okay? I'll be writing a little and then turning the pages, so you'll have all of that. Maybe some more as well. Alright, so let's start with a bang. Matthew said, "You are quiet, a rude, standoffish person." I don't think I am. I do have a terrible resting bee face when I'm alone. I try to work on it though, and look a little bit more open. But when you're alone, you know, it's kind of different, I feel, because there's nothing to smile about much. And if you smile alone, you're probably looking terribly crazy. So yeah, I don't think I'm rude though. I really try not to be rude because I don't like to do to others what I don't like being done to me. So I don't think I'm rude. If I'm rude, it's really that you pushed my buttons, I think. Standoffish, I don't think I am. I may be wrong, honestly. I don't know. Alright, so Novas said, "Your ambition, sometimes stubborn, hot-headed, and stand your ground." Yes to all this. I'm very, very stubborn, which causes problems. My family is very annoyed at me being very stubborn, but I do think that being stubborn led me to where I am and leads me to do all these things that I am ambitious about. Hot-headed I am. I am, and stand your ground always. Yeah. Good job. We got a wrong one and the right one for now. Let's go to another page. Oh my god, I'm gonna butcher this. ULFHDNN said, "You've never been to a nightclub." I have been, I think, twice or three times. It was when I was living in England at the time, when I was like 19, 20. But generally, it's not so much my vibe. So you're almost right. Let's see what's on this page. Nisi EW said, "You love high heels, but can't walk in them." Entirely true. I love high heels. I really do. I think they look so, so gorgeous on women. They make their legs gorgeous. And respect women who are able to walk in them. It's just, honestly, they're superheroes. But my, I don't know, one of these nightclub nights was actually with the highest high heels I've ever worn. And so, like, it was like this. For some reason, I was like, Since everyone can do it, I should be able to do it, right? And I was a ballerina, but I couldn't walk. I literally sat and I could not put my feet in on the floor. So it was the worst experience ever. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? I have to accept that heels aren't for me. And unless they have like a platform like this in the front, and then I can do it. But if the foot is like this, I just cannot. And I'm really sad about it. I wish I could. I wish I could, because my legs would look so much better with them. Anyway. Let's see what we have. The one. Jules said you used to have OnlyFans. No, I never had OnlyFans. So that's a no. And I'm always thinking, you know, if I had an OnlyFans, what would I do? And when I was younger, I loved like the Victoria's Secret pictures of, I don't know, they were so sensual and gorgeous. But it wasn't so much as like, you know, it's like a little bit more artistic, like professionally taken and stuff that I would love. I mean, I wouldn't love to do it, but that's what I would do. And when I was younger, I wanted to be a Victoria's Secret model. Until I realized that I am short. I have stubby legs. I literally have Alice in Wonderland, her legs, you know. And like no ankles. But I do love my body up. From the thighs up, and I find myself, I find that I look good, you know, like I'm okay with it, and as long as there's not my legs in there. But I always thought that women's bodies are gorgeous, and they're, you know, like having them in photographs, it's, bodies are gorgeous. And I love that kind, but I don't think that's the kind of stuff that you find on OnlyFans. So I'm not sure. I don't think it would, you know. I don't think that's what would be expected of me. That makes sense. But I love sensuality and, yeah, I don't have anything against OnlyFans itself. I don't see myself. Also, I've always thought, like, if I had to, I love lingerie, and if I had to do, like, Victoria's Secret type of pictures, I would make them public, like, you know, just on Instagram, because I think that's so artistic. But obviously, at the end of the day, you need to make money, so I understand that. It is now a business, and that's actually so, so clever, I think. What else is there? David is cool. Said, you're an anime loving e-girl. I am. I only like one or two anime. I wish I had time to watch more, but it's like a rabbit hole, so I don't. So I don't think I am that. Lazy. Wait. Okay. Lazy Amoeba said you have bisexual energy. I I think I've been told a few times. And in theory, there's all the elements for me to be bisexual. Because I always thought that I had a very masculine energy, if that makes sense. And I do think that women are like gorgeous creatures. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Like, for example, in the Victoria's Secret, my favorite was Candace Swanepoel. And I just think she is a goddess. But I've never felt attraction for ladies. So I am not. What is this there? ABN Ananta said you couldn't understand people much. That's why you started psychology. No, it's the opposite. I have always I've always felt like I had a sixth sense about people, and I do, I think, I say that, like, when I meet someone, I feel like I get them, you know, from a few things that they say or like how they behave. And so it wasn't, psychology wasn't an obvious choice. It's just that I did law and then I wanted to go more into like the profiling type of business. So I went to psychology and it was incredible, life changing. And I'm actually being real, it was life changing. Let's go to Mr. Stonka Lovin said, you don't know when to stop drinking. I don't drink. The last time I drank, it was, I took a few sips of champagne, and honestly, it was so unpleasant. It was like, I don't know, I was all over the place in my mind. I don't know, because I don't drink a lot. That's why it had a big effect on me after a few sips. But it was just really unpleasant, and I was like really like this kind of, and I just didn't like it. I don't like it. I like the gesture of drinking a few sips when you're like in a, I don't know, birthday or a wedding or whatever. I just won't go out of my way to drink, let's say. Jay, I'm gonna call you Jay. Jay said, you do a little excited dance before you start eating. Spot on. Italicus Winster M said, you are shy around new people. I used to be as a kid. Now I'm not. I am quite confident, I think. And I know that presentation is half of the way there. If that makes sense. Like, fake it till you make it. That's kind of, so a good presentation is has a lasting effect on people, and I think that I try to present myself as confident but friendly so that people feel comfortable coming to me, if that makes sense. Douglas Squared wrote, "You sing like a pop star in the shower, super loud, probably K-pop, 100%. I don't know if I'm super loud, but I use my best singing in the shower. It's not much. But yeah, I do close the door because otherwise it's a whole concept. Mentalin's True wrote, "You rarely raise your voice at people." True. If I raise my voice, it is that I'm at my last bit of patience. No, it's probably that I lost patience, but it's really like you have to push me so hard for me to raise my voice. It happens extremely rarely, and one of the last time it happened was years ago. I shouted at my mom, and I felt horrible ever since, and just thinking about it, I cringe. And we didn't have a good moment, but I hate it, just thinking about it. I hate it because that's not... I always think that you can use words to convey what you want to say. But sometimes when things don't penetrate people... I'm so sorry, Mom. I still, like, even, you know, I could be right, but still, like, I don't like thinking of me as someone who raises my voice. It's not nice. I've read a quote that was like, raise your, improve your arguments, don't raise your voice, something like that. And I always thought that, I always abide by that. I try as much as I can. Gable Alex wrote, "You really want to raise a child?" If you're on this channel and you listen to my talking videos, I do talk a lot about that. I go a lot forwards and backwards on that subject, but eventually I do think that I really have moments where I want to raise a child, and raise a good child, you know, someone who can find joy in this world and keep some innocence but also do good around them. That's a big subject. It's a big subject for me because I always think that I'm not prepared enough, that I'm not ready to be a mom. I'm not ready to raise a child in full, you know, security, safety, happiness. I don't think I'm good enough, so. Andre said, "You were tomboyish when growing up." I wasn't like a tomboy how you imagine them, but inside I was, because tummy stuff. I had trouble getting along with... No, I was getting along with girls, but the subjects that they had, I wasn't, you know, into them. I don't know how to say that. But yeah, I was a little tomboyish. But also, like, growing up, you, as a girl, you learn that everything related to girls is bad. It's like pejorative words. Like, ooh, you like pink, ooh. So growing up, probably a lot of other girls did the same, but I was like, I don't like pink, I don't like curly stuff, you know? But eventually, so I hid that part of myself, but growing up, pink makes my soul vibrate. Because I was, as a very small child, I loved pink and all curly stuff. Then you grow up and you're like, oh, I shouldn't like that. And then now, I love pink. Pink is everywhere in my life. I love being curly. I'm still a little tomboyish, but yeah. Mr. Connor, you're a Ravenclaw. I am not. I'm a Slytherin. And which doesn't mean I'm evil. It just means that I am ambitious, I guess. And that's really what I am. And, yep. A little bit selfish, maybe also. I don't know.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So, you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Tarek, you're an introvert. 100%. But I can very well fit for a few hours with the extroverts, but then I get drained and I sleep for hours. It really drains my energy. Ballin said you can have a very chaotic energy. I can. A lot. Someone else said you're childish, I think. So yes, Aaron said you're childish. I can be childish and I can be very chaotic. But yeah, I have no but. That's a reality. It's not 100% like that. Lewis said you prefer to speak English instead of French. Yes, I am more comfortable in English and, yeah, it's hard because I don't actually get to speak French in my life, so developed more in English. No, that's not true because I grew up in France in high school. My section was literary, so I was very, you know, I've read so many like old French books and stuff, so I know French much more, I'm sure, than English. But nowadays, if I have to speak French, it gets a little, there's always like, you know, some part where I'm gonna stumble along. It's a little annoying, but whatever. DVXR98 said, you didn't enjoy your time in England. That was my favorite time in my life. before my current time, of course. It was just the best. I love that. And yeah, I have such good memories of it and stuff. You're a great author, and your book will be amazing. I don't think I am a great author. I think I am decent, and I can put together a text and book well with very decent writing. I'm just not the most poetic writer, which sometimes I wish I were, but actually I don't enjoy reading very flourished writing. I just like to read the story without distraction, if that makes sense. But as an author, I really respect the beauty of some people's writing, and I wish I could do that, but eventually that's not what I enjoy reading. I'm a very straightforward author, if that makes sense. But thank you so much. What do we have? Alexis said you do your bed every morning. I put the blanket back on the bed. I'm quite a messy person. I'm trying to get better. Oh, every day is a step forward, honestly. But I am quite a messy person. It's not great. Rosa said, you're afraid of heights. I'm not comfortable with heights. Food allergy. Yes, I'm allergic to walnuts and all kind of like macadamia and stuff, and it's actually a mortal allergy, which means I can get an anaphylactic shock, which I got when I discovered that I was allergic like that when I ate a brownie that I didn't know had nuts, flour in it. I didn't know that I could do these kind of shocks, so I ate that, and 15-20 minutes later, my tummy hurt, and I felt that something was wrong, so my dad brought me, we went in a taxi to the hospital that was like not too far away, thankfully. And like in a taxi, I was clawing at my skin and my lungs, my throat. And I felt that everything was shutting down. It was weird. I've never heard of such a thing before. But yeah, the hospital said that 5 minutes later would have been too late. And ever since, I'm extremely careful about what I eat. It's not fun. You have to check everything and ask every time in restaurants and bother people and sometimes not eat actually. In planes, I'm terrified. I'm taller than what most people think. No, I'm smaller than what most people think. People think I'm small for some reason. No, people think I'm tall for some reason, but I'm not. I'm average, 5'4", 164 centimeters. Privately relaxing said you value deeper connections, so your circle is small. 100% true. You know, throughout life you learn that having a million friends isn't actually worth it. Just keep the people who actually thrive with next to you. Jean Roy. Oh my god, that was so bad. fresh. Love, you love to spend time with your partner instead of doing things alone. I love doing my things with my partner next to me, if that makes sense. I think that's the best way to spend time. Matthias Freshler said, you are married. I'm engaged and we'll get married at some point soon. Marito MX said, you have mixed origins and speak various languages. I have Moroccan origins, Algerian, Belgian, and I guess Spanish if we go back super far. And I can speak English and French fluently, and then I have knowledge in Spanish. But I can't speak them. Cryer said, I assume you are planning to get into movies. I used to want that as a young girl, and then I realized that a lot of women are used as just romance interests in stuff, and I was like, I don't actually want that. So I got disinterested. Abby said, you're someone who only eats after finding a perfect YouTube video. It's so true. But like the perfect show is actually more accurate. But I will not eat until you're an outdoorsy person who loves forest and long walks. That can be further from the truth. I hate that. I love being at home. I'm not an adventurous person, and I'm not a spontaneous person. Which I hate about myself, but yeah. Nadyushka said, you're a career person with an entrepreneurial personality. That is true. I see big things and I want big things for me and for other people, so I have big ideas. I just don't know if I can reach them every time, but I try my best to do that. Just a few more. Stevens. Oh, I can't even read my own thing. Steven. Steven said, you love to draw. Yes. As a kid, I was always with a book or something to draw on. And I lost that a lot growing up, but I still love to draw if I get to. I just don't have much time. But I always wish I could do more than I currently can do, if that makes sense. Paul Leo said, you are not a morning person. I am. I'm very happy in the morning, and I appreciate when other people around me are too. It makes my day 1,000 times better when I see that someone is like up and happy in the morning. It's just really so nice to see. And that's why I am too. Every day is, you know, a gift. So try to appreciate it. It's your boy Mitzos said, you avoid conflict. With my family, I will tend to do that. With other people, I don't care. I mean, like, I will not create conflict. But if it comes to me, I will not have a problem with it. Like, if you have an issue with me, come talk to me and we can just talk, and that's it. Harvey said, you have traveled all over the world. I have traveled in a bunch of countries. I've been to Canada, the United States, England, Scotland, the Netherlands. I've been to Turkey, been to Israel. I've been to France, Switzerland, Spain, Italy, yeah, South Korea. That's a good amount, I think. I know that people just really travel all over the world, but that's what I got. I've been to Poland too. Tristan said, you're old. I'm 29. My knees are breaking. Richard said, you were one of the boys. That's cool. Like, you have more male friends. I was with everyone, but I was very comfortable with boys, because when girl drama was getting a lot, or when I was uncomfortable with girls, there were a lot of times where girls were, for some reason, I don't know how to say that, but they didn't really like me in high school. I'm not sure why. I was very introverted in high school. But they didn't really like me. I had a group of friends. Girls, but I don't know. It was a little strange staying with them, so sometimes I was just staying with dude friends that I knew for a long time, and that I don't know. I was comfortable. But yeah. I think, yeah, in high school I was definitely one of the boys. I was still staying with the girls, but like, I just preferred being with the dudes in middle school, and otherwise I was with the girls more. But I was totally fine with boys, because as I said before, I think I have a masculine energy. So I think it's because I have been raised with a big brother, and it's just very different. Like, I'm very dude. A problem though, like, girls, I have trouble being friends with girls. Now, it's hard. It's hard, but I mean, I love, you know, I think I'm a good friend. No, I'm a very good listener. I don't know. I'm not always there, but when I'm there, I'm there. If that makes sense. I don't know. Connor said, "You're absolutely mad on a night out." Well, there is no night out. No, I tend to be, like, I'm happy if I go out. Wow, my hair. I'm happy if I go out, I guess. But I'm not gonna be wild. I'm gonna be in a corner with my water. Rain said, "I assume you're more of a cat person." No, I'm definitely more of a dog person. But I think if I were an animal, between a dog and a cat, I would be a cat. 100%. Jensen Ceruda said, "You see the good in everyone and have and hold onto that potential." I don't. I'm really not like that. It's like, if you show me good, then good. If you show me bad, I'm not gonna assume that there's something there. I don't waste my time with people. Like, I move on. Which doesn't make me a tolerant person. Cybertron, pure soul. You're a pure soul and a happy mind. Happy mind, yes. Pure soul, I don't know what that means. I don't think anyone has them. Ian Crad said, "You can drive, but don't like it." I cannot drive, and I do not like it. Manika Meyer said, "You're an academic." I love to study when I'm not, when I don't have to. When it's stuff that I do for myself. Because I'm curious, when I don't have a deadline and stuff, I love studying. But when I'm being told what to do, I'm generally someone who doesn't like being told what to do. So that puts a lot of hindrance in my life. It's so stupid, and I hate that about me. I think we got the most of it, and it's a long video. So, I think I'll stop here. And I hope you enjoyed. If you find a question, an assumption, interesting, please answer it in the comments. I definitely want to see that about you. And I hope you enjoyed.